Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 347, Light for the Path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Let that settle for a moment. Don't rush past it. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path. The psalmist is not asking for a full view of the future. He is not asking God to turn on the floodlights and illuminate everything at once, the whole career, the marriage, the children, the next 20 years. He is asking for enough light for the next step. That is all. And that, my friend, is exactly what God gives, because that is how he works. God rarely illuminates the entire horizon. He lights up where you are stepping right now. And there is a reason for that, because when you can only see the next step, you have to stay close to him to see the one after that. That is not cruelty. That is intimacy. God's word is not a cold rule book carved in stone to hold you down. It is living light. It is real guidance for real people on real days, days exactly like the one you are living right now. And when the Gospel of John tells us that Jesus is the Word made flesh, it is telling us that the light the psalmist sang about is not a distant metaphor. It is a person. It is Christ, and he is the one every page of Scripture is pointing to. A lamp to my feet. That speaks to the immediate, the decision you have to make today, the hard conversation you have been putting off, the step you are afraid to take. The word is not only theology for a classroom. It is practical, present guidance for right now. And a light to my path reaches further toward the direction of your whole life. The word does not only guide you in today's step over the years. It shapes in you a character and a vision that carries you all the way to the end. But here is where most of us get stuck. We wait for total clarity before we move. We say, when I understand everything, when I am certain about everything, then I'll walk. But the psalmist did not have floodlights. He had an oil lamp, a small flame, enough light for the next step, not the last mile. And he walked anyway, because trusting God is not waiting until you can see everything. It is walking in the light he has already given, and he has already given it. You have the word. You have the next step. What remains is to take it. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the first thing on your schedule, open your Bible to any passage you already know. It does not have to be a deep study. Read one verse out loud. And tell God, guide my next step today with this light, one verse, one prayer, one step. That is how the whole journey gets walked, one step at a time, in the light he gives. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.